There were nearly 500 participants from 24 countries, and a milestone this year was that scientists from Cuba participated in the meetings for the first time. And the purpose of this meeting is to bring the scientists together who are working on HLB to share their results in formal presentations and posters, as well as in informal discussions over lunch, dinner, the informal poster sessions, and so on. And so this is close to the largest, among the largest participation by scientists from around the world. And I'd say notably, there were a lot of Central South American participants from countries who now have HLB that the last time the group met did not have the disease. So we're seeing the infiltration of additional science and people looking at this problem from areas where infestation is occurring. A new representation from the United States obviously included California, Texas, Arizona, Florida, and there were scientists from other states who are working on HLB, not necessarily in citrus-producing states. So a wide array of participation. There were grower groups present from California, from Brazil, and a few from Argentina and some other locations, and a few Florida growers participated as well. Overall, 150 presentations were given in 15-minute increments with several keynote speeches. And there were an array of posters that were submitted but not accepted for oral presentation. So a good mix of interactions and displays of both projects that are ongoing, but more importantly, the results of those projects. This year, for the first time, there were concurrent sessions. So there were actually two different rooms where presentations were going on simultaneously. So participants had to make choices between the two locations. Topically, obviously, there was a lot of discussion about psyllid, psyllid control, monitoring, and the status of Asian citrus psyllid in the various locations, innovative ways to look at the behavior of the psyllids, use of insecticides, some of the novel methodologies being looked at to complement pesticides. A number of presentations on bactericides and what we know about them today, from here in Florida, as well as from other countries. There was a lot of focus on plant improvement, and as we all know, that's the gold standard for future development, that resistant plants would be an important element of future citrus production. And like all meetings, there were discussions on things like thermal therapy, on cultural practices and nutrition, on alternative production systems, the impacts of higher densities, a lot of genetics and genomics, which I would say is in the long term the foundational work that will help deliver solutions into the future. The meeting was very well organized. And again, Florida Citrus Mutual, Mike Sparks' group, did an outstanding job of hosting the meeting. And CRDF, as a major sponsor, assisted where necessary to make sure we got the right people there to get the job done. And so overall, it was a really good meeting, some good presentations, a lot of thoughtful discussion. And interestingly, the quality of the presentations, in my opinion, was much higher this year than in past years across the board, and great opportunities for scientists to interact. The level of science presented, even for someone like myself that has spent his career working in research on citrus, I found myself getting a headache in some of the meetings because they were so technical and deep into the details. But in fact, that's what's necessary when you get scientists together, so that they share not just the general concepts, but deep into what they're doing and how their methods and their results differ from one another. So I think that's an important element. I would also just highlight that concurrent with the staging of this international citrus HLB meeting, the USDA MAC had a full-day meeting. The California Research Board joined with CRDF to host a roundtable on plant improvement, and there were about 50 to 60 people who attended that discussion, general overview of what's going on in plant improvement across the U.S. The National Academy of Science has now constituted a review team at the request of CRDF to review the progress to date on HLB, and their first organizational meeting was held during the HLB conference in Orlando last week. So there were a lot of other activities that took advantage of the location and the timing. Probably importantly for Florida citrus growers, present in all the sessions were University of Florida IFAS extension specialists, research folks who work in the various disciplines and also have extension appointments. And they were busily taking notes and trying to integrate what they heard from the presentations. And on April 21st at Lake Alfred at the IFAS Citrus Research and Education Center, there will be the standard follow-up grower day. I believe it starts at 9 and runs through noon. And there will be other announcements of that meeting coming out. But the IFAS team will put together a synopsis of what they heard, and particularly those things that are of most interest to growers. For someone who's in the middle of HLB, the topics were similar, but there was a lot of new information coming from some of the research that is a little more distant in geography from our Florida-based program. So it was really a helpful exercise to catch up on what's going on around the world. And the last thing I'll just say is that California proposed, and it was accepted, that they would host the 2019 International Research Conference on HLB on date and location to be determined, but they have agreed to coordinate and host the next meeting.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.